Good morning. My guest this morning is Sonia Tubridi from the Redwood Arts Council.
Yes, I'm the new executive director of Redwood
Arts
Council.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's great.
Just a couple of months into it.
Uh-huh.
And getting to know what it involves and the joys and the difficulties of being an executive director of an arts council.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, one of the joys is the Miro Quartet, which is coming to the Community Church of Sebastopol on Gravenstein Highway on December 8th at 7:30 p.m. So what about them?
What about the Miro Quartet? Well, I have to say that among the luminaries in my mind in the classical music tradition is the Miro Quartet. From the very first time that I heard them 4 years ago, I thought I will never miss a performance if I can get to it.
Uh-huh.
They are extraordinary, dynamic, just so interesting and lovely. They are a string quartet of consummate musicians with wonderful individual personalities in the quartet, but the ability to then be one as they play four together in a quartet, which is what quartets need to be if they perform literature, the great classics, which is what they do. They have an enormous range of repertoire.
So what were Miro's years?
Are you talking about the artist?
Yes.
The painter?
Oh.
No. Okay, so they were inspired by a painting that they had in their dormitory, that's what they said once,
right,
of the painter Miro,
right,
who is a groundbreaking 20th century painter.
Right.
They were formed in 1995 at Oberlin and have
at
been performing
Oberlin.
Since, yes.
Uh-huh.
They've won numerous international awards, including the first place in the Banff competition and the Naumburg, which is a really important quartet competition. They have performed all over the world. In Carnegie Hall, they were sold out for a Beethoven concert. They've recorded the complete Beethoven quartets and many others. They experiment with audio as well. They have a project that, again, award-winning. I'm repeating myself a little bit, but
good.
They're award-winning also in my life because they have given me so much. When I think of what wonders there are in my life, one of them is the privilege of hearing the Miro Quartet.
It's obvious that you should be the the person who is most closely involved with this Miro Quartet because of your love for that painter.
Yes, and for classical music. And they are going to perform on December 8th, as you heard, in Sebastopol, a program of three string quartets, one of them by Schubert,
mm-hmm,
one by Janáček, and then Mendelssohn.
I see that Janáček's is Intimate Letters.
Yes, there's a story behind that. Janáček, as an older man, was very much in love with a younger married woman, and they had a correspondence, a loving correspondence of, I believe, over 900 letters. Full of love and appreciation of each other. And when Janáček wrote this quartet, he was inspired by the feelings in those letters.
There's romance
in the whole program,
because
Schubert and Mendelssohn are also very emotional and both subtle and outgoing. Yes. So that's the Intimate Letters is based on a true experience of Janáček's life that he wanted to convey in music.
Great. So thank you very much for coming in, Sonia. And let's tell people once again that the Miro Quartet will play on December 8th, 7:30 p.m. at the Community Church of Sebastopol. And you can get tickets from redwoodarts.org, brownpapertickets.com, or by calling the Redwood Arts Council at 874-1124. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a wonderful day.